UBiden, I think i-approach yakhe at this point yukuthi aqale ameke show ukuthi I think uyakhulumisana lo mongameli owe-Israel uNetanyahu kunye lo Abbas owe-Palestine. And esibonile last week uwenze ama-calls to both leaders, wakhuluma labo ukuthi abatshele ukuthi mayuyu ngendaba zokubhombana lezi ukuthi kukhulunyiswana. I-approach kaBiden ihlukene lekaTrump, ngoba uTrump yena ubevela support i-Israel enganakeleli ukuthi iPalestine bona ukuthi bazothola yini protection from US. I think uBiden ufuna ukuba fair to both sides. She has in the past ukuthi ungumuntu layo support Israel, kodwa I think i-approach yakhe ayisozifanele kaTrump indlela azokhulumisana lawo. I think uzozama ukuthi abahlalise phansi kuzwisiswane ukuthi inkinga isukela kuphi njalo zingaresolva kanjani. Siyazi thina ukuthi udaba lwe-Israel le-Palestine asoze luphele until kuze kube le-two-state solution eyaproposwa ngumongameli uBarack Obama. So since uBiden wayesebenzisana lo Barack engu-vice president wakhe, sibona ungathi uzophusha i-same agenda efana laleyo ye-two-state solution.
Yena umongameli Joe Biden ubona njani indlela aphatha ngayo ubudlelwano lamanye amazwe okuthiwa i-foreign relations ngesilungu? Uyaphumelela yini? Nangu siyabona ngakaphumi phandle kwelizwe.
UJoe Biden uzimisele ukuthi i-America ibuyele ekubeni yiyona ekhokhelayo ngaphandle lapha, in terms of ukuthi ibonakale yona isiba yiyo elidayo, if I may put it that way, elidayo endaweni ze-foreign policy. I-foreign policy ka-Biden i-clear, iyacaca. Actually, siyabona u-SABC li-America ku-Paris Climate Agreement. Siyabona njalo ukuthi le-agreement leyana eyadatshulwa ngu-Trump le-Iran, sibonile uBiden ezama ukuthi ayibisele i-agreement leyana ukuthi ibuyele in place. So uBiden, I think uzimisele ukuthi i-America ibe involved on a serious note ku-international stage. Akala ingqondo efana lo-Donald Trump put America first. I think uBiden u-serious ngokuthi i-America ibuyele ekubeni yi-leader ekhangelelwa kiyo ukuthi kusolve ama-problems awomhlaba lo. And njalo siyazi ukuthi simbonile uBiden siba serious ne-Russia, itshela uPutin ukuthi ayekele uku-interfere especially e-Ukraine, lapho esibona khona ukuthi i-Russia njalo isizama ukuthi iqale impi le-Ukraine. So uBiden, I think u-serious nge-international affairs, uzimisele ukuthi i-US ithathe space sayo as i-leader eyiyona ehlonitshwayo ngamanye amazwe.